Time to talk a little basketball tonight. NBA playoff game number 2 with the Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers gets underway in just an hour. And the pregame show starts in about 6 minutes, which is why we caught up with Kyle Draper right before the show this afternoon to talk about tonight's game. And, well, we started by asking Kyle if the Celtics could maybe make it a little easier on all of us tonight.
Hopefully, right, Rich? I mean, because the other day, game one, that was like a visit to the dentist. Man, that was a slugfest. I don't know if it'll be easier, though, because we're without Gordon Hayward tonight, you know? And so my thing is, after that game, if you're the Sixers, are you feeling down and out? Do you feel like you can't compete with this team? No. If you're Philly, you're feeling good. You're feeling if you make a couple more shots, if you don't turn the ball over a little more, you can win this game. So I'm expecting this is the critical game tonight. I think we need to see the best of the Celtics because I think the Sixers are going to play well tonight. So this is a big game.
Is Marcus Smart in the starting lineup tonight?
Yeah, all signs point to Marcus Smart being the starter. They're going to need a lot out of him, Rich. And I'm not talking just defense and taking charges and diving for loose balls. They're going to need his offense. I want him around 15 points tonight. I want him around 7 or 8 assists. He's, you know, going to step into that playmaking role now that Gordon Hayward's out. And so he has to be a factor on both ends of the floor. We can't just be talking about his defense at the end of the night. I want to see something from him offensively.
Who's got to step up outside the starters? Which bench guys have got to get out there and perform in whatever minutes they get tonight?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, normally when you talk about the bench, you talk Marcus Smart or Enes Kanter, one of those guys. You know, I don't think Romeo Langford will get the minutes tonight. A lot of people are pointing to him. I just don't see it. I'm going to say Brad Wanamaker or Shimmy Ojeleye. We know Wanamaker's going to play tonight, and, you know, he's in the rotation, and I like what he brings to the table. He has to be better than he was in game one. But don't be surprised if Shimmy Ojeleye gets some minutes. He's a veteran guy, has played in playoff series before. So I look for him to, be front and center and get some time, and let's see if he makes the most of it.
They did a great job defensively, really causing problems and frustration for Joel Embiid in game one. Is that the plan again tonight?
Yeah, I think so. And what you saw in game one is a lot of different looks at Embiid. Sometimes they ran the double at him, sometimes they didn't. And they caught him off guard. And here's the thing about Joel Embiid. As great of a player as he is, he's not a great passer. So if you get him sort of in an awkward situation where he's double teamed, shot clock winding down, he tends to panic a little bit, throw it away. He's a high turnover guy. And so if I'm the Celtics, you know, I stick to the same game plan. Confuse him a little bit, pressure him a little bit, make him have to make a decision. And I just don't feel like he's a good decision maker with the basketball.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Obviously, it would help again tonight if Tatum and Brown could combine for 61 points again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, right? You're talking about a 23-year-old and a 22-year-old who are, right now, I'm okay in saying it, your two best players on the team. And with Gordon Hayward out, you know, I said this the other day on one of our shows, those two guys have to continue to be elite. You know, their margin for error just became a whole lot smaller with Gordon Hayward out. But I think they're up to the task. You know, I was texting with one of the assistant coaches the other day, and we were like, you know, everybody's saying these guys are the future. No, these guys are now. Think about it. Jaylen Brown's been in a couple of Game 7s, Eastern Conference Finals. You know, Tatum as well. He's been, you know, made it all the way to the Eastern Conference Final at Game 7. So these guys are playoff tested. So, you know, by age, they may be young guys, but they do have playoff experience.
Giving up when they have a big lead and allowing teams to crawl back in has been a pattern that's emerged at times this year, including in Game 1. How does that change? Is that on Brad Stevens to call a timeout an appropriate time, or is it on the players to just, look, step it up and not relax even if you get a good lead?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's the NBA, right? What's the old saying? Everybody makes a run in the NBA. So we got to give, you know, the other teams some credit. It's human nature to let your guard down a little bit. You know, when you get up 20 points or so, you start thinking, all right, we don't have to, you know, pay attention to as much detail as we did early on. We can let our foot off the gas a little bit. And, you know, in the NBA, an 11-0 run is nothing now, you know, and then you're right back in the game. And so it's just the nature of the game, the nature of the league. With that being said, you know, one thing I was impressed about with the Celtics early even though it was a close game. I thought they came out with the right mindset early on in that game. The score early didn't indicate that, but you saw the intensity from them. And they got to do that a full 48. You know, they can get away with it against the Sixers because they're sort of a lesser opponent. But if they have to face Toronto next series, you got to play even better.
So what are a couple of keys tonight, some things the Celtics absolutely have to do well to get a 2-0 lead in this series?
Well, first of all, it starts on the defensive end. You know, we've seen the Celtics, when they turn it up defensively, usually their offense follows. And so one number to keep an eye on, turnovers. If Philadelphia turns the ball over 15 to 20 times, the Celtics will win. If the Celtics don't force the Sixers into turnovers, it could be a long night. So that's one stat I'm looking for. Also, I'm looking for the Celtics to attack the paint. I know they got big Joel Embiid in there, but the Celtics' ball movement is much better when guys are cutting, slashing, driving the ball. So look for that. And the assist numbers. You know, you got to be up above 25 assists tonight. And so those are some of the numbers I'm looking at. If you get those numbers in your favor, I think you win the game.
All right, there you go. What time is the Celtics pregame live get underway?
Pregame live is at 5:30, 1 hour pregame with me, Scal, and Perk, and then tip off at 6:30.
We'll be watching tonight. It's a big one. Enjoy the game, Drapes. We appreciate it, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, my friend. Have a good one.